Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
What you talking about, Willis? It's Shauna Gillis.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go Milo.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah,
God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon.
Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We're all in with Julia Conlin.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Ann.
Nancy, Cease, and Desisto. We love you guys.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much to crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much to crappens?
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Old Bravs. As usual, it's me, Ronnie Karam. You can also find me over at the Rose Pricks Bachelorette podcast. And I'm with Ben Mandelker, my little bestie and co-host, who is from The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon on YouTube that you should be subscribed to and watching because it's hilarious. Hi, Ben.
Oh, well, thank you. Hi, how's it going?
Good. How's everything going with you?
I'm great. I'm really excited, because we just put on these two, we just like announced two more things for Crappens. In case you missed it, we are going to Charlotte. People have been saying like, when are you going to go to Charlotte? Well, we're going, cause we're going to be part of the Queen City Comedy Festival. So we're really, really excited about that. And then also, in case you missed it, we are going to be playing the Neptune in Seattle, Washington. We're going back to Seattle. The Neptune apparently is like the bee's knees. So two very exciting new dates to add on to our constantly growing schedule, which also includes next month we're going to Baltimore, we're going to Cleveland, going to Pittsburgh, which is sold out. So thanks, Pittsburgh. And then in September, we're going to be going to now Charlotte and also Nashville. And then we also are going to be doing gigs in New York City. We got the second New York City show is sold out. We've got Indianapolis. We've got St. Louis. Now we got Seattle. It's all really, really exciting. And go to watchacrappens.com to get your tickets.
Yeah, and go get your shirts. We've got a Dorinda shirt. We've got a Lisa Team LVP shirt, for those of you who are. And we've got a another shirt that says Martini Medicine. Those are all on sale. We also re-released the Trixie Monocle shirt and Garsh for Southern Charm. And just Trixie Monocle, because we love her and her band. So if you want those, just go over to crappensmerch.com or just find the calendar and the links and everything at watchwithcrappens.com. And that is that. Oh, also, we did a bonus last week that was posted this week with Miss Taylor Strucker.
Yeah.
So if you love Taylor as much as we do, that's our bonus this week. And we are doing video recaps and all that good stuff with Crappens On Demand video. So we've got tons of going on right now. So just go check it out. But today, we're here with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's the sound Lisa Vanderpump makes when she walks up a staircase.
The heights. Who would have thought?
This show, wow. So today they go to France. A lot's been happening, I guess, behind the scenes on this show just because it was reunion time. Turns out Lisa Vanderpump did not show up to the reunion.
Boo! I don't like that. I think she should have shown up. I don't know. I just feel like you can't go season after season and say things like, the crown is heavy, darling, or throw me to the wolves and I come back leading the pack. You can't just keep saying that stuff over and over again. And now you won't even show up to the reunion. I don't know. That bothers me. And I think, because we all have, like, questions. And, like, for me, I'm on her side with all this bullshit. So I feel like almost like my voice is not going to be represented at the reunion. So I'm upset. And I don't think that that's how you handle it.
Well, they did get Camille to go because Camille was saying she wasn't going to go because everyone else gets paid to go, but she wouldn't get paid to go. So I guess she ended up getting paid to go. And then they just ragged on Camille the whole time, which I don't know how she didn't see that one coming. But they went and they ripped apart Camille. Apparently, she, like, walks off the stage and she was tweeting, oh, I really shouldn't have gone to do that.
You should have gone and done that. And,
Those girls are so mean
and they really say things. And, like, I'm just trying to be a good friend sometimes.
Yeah, it was very, like, upsetting. so they apparently ripped her a new one. And someone said, well, you know, I thought you guys had fun. And she said, well, maybe the other girls had fun, but I didn't.
Well, you know what? They probably ripped her apart because they didn't get a chance to in France because Camille obviously could not go to this on this vacation. And that's where we start this episode, which is in the women arriving in France at the airport. The music, the producers are playing this music that sounds like we've just entered a small town in Zelda. You know, it's like, oh, we're in Kakariko Village right now. How lovely, you know?
Yeah, I wrote French dopey music. It's like, dum, dum, dum,
but with accordions.
Like, they're all idiots, you know? Yeah, but with accordions.
Yeah.
And then we get a scene of them just staring at luggage, passing them by on the luggage carousel. Yeah. And Lisa Rinna's like, that one's mine! That one's mine, too. How are you, suitcase?
How are you? I was like, are we really watching them just get their luggage? Like, just staring, watching them stare at luggage. Is this what it's come to?
Pretty much. I mean, I was taking notes. I was taking notes on this, like, wow. I'm really taking notes on people getting luggage.
So they get all their luggage, and it's all being, like, put onto those, like, carts. Like, just... And, of course, they have, like, an enormous amount of bags. And then Kyle turns to Teddy, who has, like, she has, like, a little roller bag and, like, holding her carry-on. And Kyle goes, why are we carrying luggage? And Teddy goes, they don't have enough room. But I was like, see, there's the real Kyle, by the way. Real Kyle just showed up right there for that 1 second. Why are we carrying luggage?
Yeah. Who do these people think we are?
Yeah.
So they get in the car, and Teddy's like, oh, it's all vineyards? Like, I'm having deja vu. Hi, I'm Teddy. Hi, I'm Teddy. I think I've said hi, I'm Teddy here before.
Oh, I think I know what it is. I think John Blizzard implanted these memories into my brain at Lisa Vanderpump's orders. That must be it.
And Dorit's like, oh, you're just having a deja vu, because it's all the same. It's just the same thing, everything you pass. It's just like Italy.
Yeah. Kyle's like, guys, look how pretty. Look, there's a castle up there. I'm like, get ready, Mauricio. Time to build Kyle a castle. That's what that means.
I've just thought, how long are they going to take to talk about LVP? And Kyle immediately starts off the trip. She's like, 6 years ago, I was in Paris with some of my friends, and it's weird that Lisa's not here. I feel really bad, but I was kicked out of her house. She's not speaking to any of these women or me, and it just breaks my heart. I was like, really? You know what really is going to break your fucking heart? Now that you finally got your way and got Lisa Vanderpump off this show, now, God, I hope these rumors are true that they're bringing Kathy Hilton onto this show. Please.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing that we haven't talked about, which is that Bruce Bozzi, who's Andy Cohen's best friend, took a photo of Andy and Kathy Hilton and put it on Instagram, and the caption was something along the lines of, like,
sign on the dotted line and get that diamond or something like that.
Yeah, and so maybe Kathy will come on. I hope Kathy comes on because, man, you know, like, if there's anyone who's going to put Kyle in her place, it's going to be Kathy. Wow.
Oh,
that
God.
Could be so good. It could be so good.
I cannot wait. I'm actually excited. This is the most excited I've been for Beverly Hills in like 3 years.
Yeah, this is a woman so petty that she like disinvited Kyle and Mauricio from her daughter's wedding and then just begrudgingly allowed only Kyle to show up. I mean, that's the sort of pettiness that we need.
And we know from the show that she's friends with Lisa and stayed friends with her after Kyle wasn't speaking to her sister anymore. Because remember last year when Kyle's like, I'm not even talking to my sister. And Vanderpump's like, oh, I just saw her the other day. Yeah, she's pissed. Whatever she said. So if that is true, God, good for you guys. But in the meantime, here we are.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be true. And instead of getting, like, Kathy Hilton, we're just going to wind up with, like, the mom who was on Mr. Belvedere, you know? So Kyle was saying, she's saying how, like, weird it is that, like, Lisa's not there, et cetera, et cetera. And then, and obviously Camille and Denise are not there. So now the women are talking about the fires and the devastation and how crazy it is. And it's, like, not even contained and just, like, you know, it's just, it's such a sad thing. And Kyle's like, oh my gosh, you guys, look at the entrance to our villa!
I like how Erica, when Rin is like doing the sad thing about everybody's house being burned down, and she's like, I wish I could go, you know I can't be there for him, like literally, but I just wish I could be there, you know. And Erica goes, oh yeah, just to be a support system, sure. I just wish I could say five 3-word notes to all those people and say, your house burned. Love, Erica. Sincerely, Erica.
Yeah. So they arrive at this Chateau Ventoux, and Rena's like, wow, I wish I could own this baby, but even I can't own this one, baby. It is big. It's like Downton Abbey, but in France. Downton France Abbey. Downton France Abbey, get it? I put France in the middle of Downton Abbey. Downton France Abbey, think about it. Think about it. It works.
And Erica's like, oh, look at the staff just standing out there. I've never felt so rich in my whole life. Just looking for the dick I got to suck to pay for this. All right, let's get it over with, staff, all right? Which one of you is the oldest? Drop those trowels. Get this done.
So then we meet Pasha, who's the local host, and they're all meeting Pasha, and I'm like, what are the odds that Dorita's going to emerge from this trip with a French accent? You know, like, after she's around all these people, she's like, oh, bonjour. Bonjour, guys.
It's not delivery, it's bonjourna.
Ça va bien. So, so now they go on a house tour that takes up about 45 minutes of the episode. Like, oh my god, look at this room. Oh my god, this room. Oh my god. And Erica's like, I feel like I'm in Clue.
This chateau was built in 1612. How many old men have passed through these doors? I'm pretty sure there's still some guests floating around here. And by that, I mean ghosts. I'm like, oh, shut up. And then you hear, go to your room, Erica.
I feel like there's still some spirits floating around. Oh, wait, that was my fart. Guess what? I farted. All those ghosts are floating around, and they're like, I can't believe this is our legacy right now.
It's like, finally, the ghosts go back into hiding. Like, that's how to exorcise a ghost.
They're like, let's go on to a different chateau, shall we?
I know. The ghosts are so bored that they go back to purgatory.
I feel like I'm in Clue, but the murderer didn't even bother coming around, so we're just standing around.
Fuck this, I'm going towards the light.
So Kyle, they're all looking at the rooms, and Teddy's room has like a bed that has like a, there's like an inset thing behind the bed that looks like it has like wallpaper or some sort of like finish or paint or whatever. And Kyle's like, ooh, I like that what they've done there behind the bed. I was like, get out that wallet, Mauricio, get it out. Be a renovation.
And then Teddy's like, let's do a wacky scene where we all come out on our little balconies and talk to each other out the windows. I was like, yeah, it didn't work. So then people are cooking, and Kyle comes in her room. It's like, hi, I just wanted you guys to know a big part of LA is on fire. It's devastated. Two friends of ours, they had to evacuate. They might be dead. They lost everything. So there's only 5 for dinner. Thank you.
They're just staring at her like, you stupid American. We were invaded by the Nazis. Think you care about your forest fires? So, I love the kitchen staff. They're all dressed in black. They look like they hate everyone. And I actually think that they've, like, murdered a gardener and are about to serve it to the women for dinner. Like, they just have that look.
God,
like,
I hope so.
Like, it doesn't look like they're up to some shit in that kitchen. Like, yeah. Oh, yes, well, we will be making you a ravioli of wonton made with lobster.
This will be a dakapupu ravioli with a lot of curry, Tim Curry.
This is a vichyssoise with the new maid inside. I mean, it is made with love. That is what I mean.
Oh, and Teddy's on. Then we everyone's getting ready, and so we see Teddy on the phone with her fucking feet on the table in a chateau.
I know.
You
what
trashy hooker.
What was that all about?
What is wrong with you?
What was that? I thought I saw that too. Listen, I put my feet up on my coffee table, but if you're in a chateau, feet are on the ground, ma'am. You are in Europe. You are not in South Carolina.
Fucking garbage. Enjoy that gardener.
Yeah, enjoy your gardener souffle tonight.
So everybody meets up and tells each other how fabulous they look.
Yeah, it's like, and Dorita's bragging about it. She's like, see, contrary to popular belief, I don't need a glam squad when I go traveling. I'm like, no, it's more like Bravo said, if you want this villa, we are not paying to fly 12 gays across the world for you girls, okay?
I know, Erica and Dorit are acting like they're making this huge sacrifice.
Like it was their
decision.
They
flew to Dubai, but not France.
So Kyle calls Denise and Camille. They're all sitting around, and so they're going to check in on Denise and Camille because of the fires, which are, by the way, terrible. They're fucking terrible. So they call Denise, and, you know, she's like, yeah, it's 0% contained. It's, you know, we got, it's terrible, and we haven't seen our house, and we got the dogs. And we're just like, scary!
Yeah, they're all gathered around FaceTime and, like, glamorous. Like, they're all glammed up.
Yes. Like, whoa, that's too bad. And Erica's like, yeah, Denise, hey, Denise, check in with us later. We're having lobster over Tim Curry sauce.
So then they call up Camille, like, hey, Camille. And Camille was like, well, then bye. So this is actually sad because she said, she's like, well, the good news is the house is okay, which I was like, I thought I read that it burned down, which we later find out it actually does. So it's actually almost even sadder that she had this moment of hope right here. And she talks about her evacuation and she's like, you know, I just went to the safe. I grabbed the documents and my old DVDs of Frasier and the Andrew Wyeth painting. I said, let's get out. Let's get out.
Grab that dog hair remover, and then I realized Frasier doesn't even live here anymore. Got old habits, am I right?
I found Dee Dee's corpse. I was like, let's zoom that and get out of here.
And then Hagrid carried us all out.
Yeah. But it was really, I mean, it was actually when she was telling the story about how she had to evacuate. It is, like, I found myself tensing up in even just those 10 seconds, because it's just, ugh, like, what a terrible situation to have to find yourself in. So I actually, even though I mock, I empathize.
And Rena's like, knowing our friends are suffering, and we're in this beautiful place, I mean, all we can do to help is tell each other how pretty we look in our outfits and have some lobster and champagne, am I right?
I know. Camille's like, well, you girls look beautiful, and I don't want to be a buzzkill, so, yeah, you can feel free to say that I'm not being a buzzkill.
They're like, okay, bye, click.
And Rena goes, we love you, Camille. We love you, Camille. I was like, you fucking Rena. I mean, you were the one who was just raking her over the coals seconds after the wedding about Camille being two-faced. And here you're like, we love you, Camille. I mean, if you had been here, we would have torn you to shreds. But you're not, so we love you. How are you?
Get a new house built so I can burn it down next, okay, Camille? Because, you know, Rena's going to just rip into her the second she gets to that reunion. Oh, my God.
So then Teddy, it's story time with Teddy. And she's like, my parents told me I could name my sister. And they're like, well, what'd you name her? Pencil.
Well, it turned out to be Justice. Yeah. But my nickname was Butch.
Butch and Justice. Hi, I'm Teddy Butch.
Butch Justice and the Hi, I'm Teddy kid.
Yeah. And Kyle's like, I was Kyle Bitchards. I was like, was?
Yeah, like,
you know that. You know that Kathy. Years. You know that Kathy and Kim are still calling her that behind her back. Well, Kyle Bitchards over there.
And Rena's like, ha 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 ha, Bitchards. Kyle Bitchards. Would you like a drink, Kyle Bitchards? Thaddeus. You know what? That rhymes.
Kathy Bitchards. Kathy Bitchards. So then Dorit tells a story. She's like, guys, when I was 13, I saw the family car. It's like, I just love seeing like a little fake British Dorit stealing a car.
Yeah, this poor. Yeah, she's like a little adventurer.
Yeah. She was like, obviously I wasn't supposed to be driving, but my friends had white chocolate in the back seat, and you don't even want to know what it looked like to my parents.
Oh, it was white chocolate?
White chocolate.
Oh, no wonder I was confused. I was like, gross, your parents thought you pooped in the back seat? The story sucks.
No, her parents thought that it were jizz stains. I'm glad Rinna didn't see it. She'd be like, were people doing coke in the back of your stolen car?
Were people doing jizz coke? And then so Dorit was like, I was grounded for 10 years. And Erica's like,
hey, I've got an announcement to make, everybody. I'm drunk, alright? I'm drunk. Hey, Kyle, I'm drunk, Kyle. I just had one drink and I'm drunk, Kyle.
Yeah. So so now they go sit down at dinner, which is, I think, actually primarily where Erica is proclaiming her drunkenness. Or actually, she just continues to proclaim. It does not even matter. Why am I saying this?
Yeah, she just says it in every room. She says it like 5 times a scene now, from now on.
I'm drunk.
She wants all the ghosts to hear her.
I'm drunk.
So Kyle orders a margarita, because she's now going to make margaritas her thing. You know, stealing from Bethany. And so she's like, I'm just not a rosé person. Like, oh, wow, shots are really being fired this season. Really being fired.
Yeah, really. It's like all these little passive-aggressive things. It's like, everywhere I go in the world, I order a margarita. Everyone knows that.
This just in. Kyle Richards, hated across the world.
Did Lisa Vanderpump used to live in Provence?
She has a house in the south of France. Isn't that funny? Isn't that... Or I think she had a house. I don't know if she... I think she has a house... But even if she doesn't have a house, there was that one season they went to the south of France because her son, or Ken's son, is there. They have some connection with the south of France.
Yeah.
Oh, go figure.
You know,
fucking figure.
Yeah, there's Kyle for you. Yeah. All right, you talk, because I'm looking this up.
Okay. So Erica is like, well, I don't handle a strong
Her rosé. Vanderpump Rosé is from Provence, so Kyle's going to Provence to say she doesn't like rosé.
That is I mean, the truth is,
that is just pathologically insecure and stupid, Kyle. Grow the fuck up, dude.
I mean, I can't lie. That's the sort of passive aggression that I love on reality TV, so on a certain level, I actually love and respect it. I just hate it because I think that Kyle's probably so satisfied with herself.
Yeah. It's frustrating. So that is pretty funny though. Fucking Kyle. She's so obvious.
I know, that's a thing. She is so obvious. You know, I think that's, I don't know whether I should be like, I feel like I'm going to be mad about it this season. And then next season, I'm going to like love Kyle. Cause I'm going to be like, you know what? Like, I love how fucking obvious she is. It's hilarious to me, but I always have to go through a season of hating someone before I can then like suddenly pivot 180 degrees and love them. It's really weird.
God, my relationship of pure raging hatred for this woman is like, what, 8 years old? It's like the longest relationship I've had, you know? So in a way, you know, happy anniversary, bitch.
I really have never hated her the way I have this season. I've always like begrudgingly liked her. Or I've actually liked her. I always feel like Kyle has been essential, but this season she has really gotten under my skin. And I like that because I feel like it's important to always have someone that you really dislike. So you always want to have someone that you love and someone you really dislike. And for me right now, Kyle is my enemy on this show. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. So then, let's see. Erica's still talking about how drunk she is. And then Rinna's like, you know what, ladies? I gotta say one thing. And Kyle like gets her knife. She's like, all right, let's do this. It's like, I had such a good time being in character as Erica Jane that night on Halloween. One of my best roles. And then we see the clips again because like there's zero going on in this episode. So Teddy's like, when that happened, I said, what is happening? And Brennan goes, well, then obviously you don't know me clearly, baby. And she's like, well, I know that it wasn't the right time or place, but it broke the ice for me and Kim. And there was a big fat elephant in the room for a couple of years, and we did it.
And Dorit goes, actually a bunny. And everyone's like, ah! Meanwhile, Kyle's giving her notes. Kyle's like, well, as a former actress who was on a failed sitcom about a maid who's actually a ghost from 1985 called Down to Earth. Or something like that. I just have to say, you know, like, you were in character, but, like, Erica doesn't actually act that way. So when you gave the finger, it didn't really make sense. And just, like, no one, listens or cares. So,
yeah, because Rinna's like, surely she's not going to come for me right when we just totally took down Vanderpump together. Like, surely she's not going to come after me, right?
Yeah.
And they just cut to Erica, and she is so bored with these women. She is so fucking bored being there.
Well, she's grappling as to whether or not she should finish her tomato juice with vodka in it.
Whoa! Wow! Wow, this...
So they get some food, and they're like, wow, a luxury chef. It's luxury to the nth degree. I think this is when I texted you, like, I can't.
Luxury to the nth degree. So Kyle's like, I want to give a toast. I think all of you women are fucking amazing women, although some of you as quote-unquote actors maybe need to work on their material. Anyway, I think that sometimes we can be batshit crazy, and as we saw today, so many things can turn in a second, and we're really lucky, and I'm just, like, really happy and really grateful. And please don't call me Kyle Bitchards, okay? That was privileged information.
Also, I'd like to point out that the dessert has 23-carat gold on top. 23 carats! I'm rich!
They're like, this is a sorbet? What sort of sorbet is this? Oh, this is gardener blood sorbet. I mean strawberry. Sorbet.
We call this the Bitchards. It's like,
ah. So Erica's like, oh, these women, the five of us here, we've gone through some stuff on these trips. And then we get like a montage of trips.
Yeah.
And Erica's like, but this gorgeous place is magical. Oh, this shit is out of storybook, all right? You know that one where the prince comes in, puts his feet on the table, and starts cursing a lot, gets drunk off one drink? Yay!
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Here at Sanctuary Spa, we know how stressful life can be. Rushing around, no time for us. That's why we've developed a new generation of body moisturization for modern life. Apply Sanctuary Spa Wet Skin Radiance Jelly straight from the shower for daily exfoliation and hydration. With our new 2-in-1 gel, locking in 3 times the moisture, leaving your skin radiant. Make it part of your routine. Just shower, apply, and dry. Sanctuary Spa Wet Skin Radiance Jelly. Available now, exclusively at Boots.
So now it's the next morning, it's 5 a.m., and Dorit goes, and she's like, I feel sick to my stomach. So I was like already getting ready to laugh. I figured she had like seen a croissant in the middle of the night or something that had an axe. But it was actually really sad because now we find out that Camille's house actually does burn down. Dorit had seen the video on either Instagram or wherever of Camille's house on fire. So they're all very, very sad, rightfully so.
Yeah. So then it's a quiet morning because it's depressing as hell. I can't believe they even took this trip. You know? I guess it would have been hard to rebook the trip.
Yeah, and production schedules, etc. Yeah.
So it's a really quiet morning, and Teddy's like, accountability, 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 working out. And then Erica's holding a teacup to her head, not really sure why.
Yeah. She's like, if I'm the only person wildly hung up, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I got the...
Yeah. So basically, Erica and Rinna and Dorit are just like chatting at the breakfast table, and Teddy enters in. She's like, hi, guys, I'm Teddy. They're like, okay. She's like, my coach's house just burned down. They're like, oh, well, thanks for bringing us down even further, Teddy. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah. And Erica's like, all right, what's the status? And, you know, they talk more about fires. Okay. So then they decide they're going to go to the French market.
Yeah, I love this. Because Kyle's, you know, they were talking about the fires. It's like fires, 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 fires. And Kyle's like, is there a French market we can go to? So,
They're talking about everybody's house burned down. And Brenna's like, Camille went from the happiest day ever to your house burned down. And the lady comes in and she goes, how are you? And Kyle's like, can I ask you a question? Is there a French market? And do they have hats?
Yeah. So Pasha's like, ah, oui, bonjour. Well, you know, we have a market. They have fish and meats and vegetables, etc. So you'll go there, and then afterwards, the famous Avignon Bridge, of course. And they all go, ooh, ooh. I'm like, none of you guys know what the Avignon Bridge is. Stop that. Stop that. They all are just like acting as if they've had a boner for the Avignon Bridge for the past 9 months. Like, finally, it's Avignon Bridge Day.
And then Kyle's like, oh my God, a bee! So we get to watch Kyle be terrified of something. I mean, this is hitting all the right notes this episode.
I actually love that moment because Kyle was in her room and she hears what she thinks is a bee and she just spins around full Joan Crawford. Her face is like, she's actually like, she looks like she's actually angry at someone on production at that moment. Like, you could see, again, this was like evil Kyle. And she's like, is that a bee? And she just then just like darts towards what she thinks is the bee with this just this angry face. And I'm like, now, if that were the Kyle Richards that I could see every week, she would be like a top three housewife for me. Like, I love that angry ass Kyle Richards. It's my favorite.
I've fuzzed her out in my mind. So all I really see is like a fuzz out. You know, like when someone doesn't sign a release to come on camera. That's all I see when Kyle comes on now. My like brain, can't take it.
Real Housewives of New York.
Yes,
is that a bee?
So they go around the city and they're like, cute, cute, wow, pretty, whoa, you are beautiful, you're pretty, you're beautiful, you look gorgeous today. And then they go to the market and they're looking at cheese and Renny goes, look at this cheese. And Teddy goes, I've never seen cheese that color. It's a white cheese. White.
Let me guess, it was white or perhaps orange.
Yeah, she's like, why isn't this cut into slices and individually wrapped? This isn't cheese.
I think the sweet spot that we've discovered for these women is that they are the funniest when they have to do things very simple, like shop, like for food.
Yeah.
Like, put them in the supermarket, put them in a French market, wherever. And meanwhile, Kyle, it's like, she just finds, like, the worst hats. It's like, Kyle, step away from the fedora. Please, step away from the hats. She's choosing one hat after another. Each one is just getting worse and worse and worse. And then she, ultimately, the one that she chooses is the worst one of all. It's like a train conductor hat or something. It's like,
it's like a sailor hat.
It looks so
stupid. And she calls it a beret, and it's not a beret.
It's not a beret at all. It's just, like, a floppy hat with a little brim on it. I was like, Oh, no.
And then, you know, it's going to be a food issue, a show talking about food issues that are someone else's, because Rena's like, I'm just not ready for cheese now. I don't want cheese. I don't want it. Get it away. Like, she's getting all mad about the cheese. But then finally, Erica makes her eat some.
She's like, I told you it was good and you wouldn't take it. She goes, but I did it. Just shut up.
Yeah. So they all settle down at a cafe and they start ordering, which is hilarious because first Erica orders a croque monsieur, but she goes, I'll have a croque monsieur, please. Croque monsieur. Oh, yeah. So then, and then Dorit, she tries to order a salad and she tries to say it sort of like with a French accent, but I think it's like her Israeli accent coming out because she's like, do you have the salad?
Oh God, these women. It's like cringe. So then Rena talks about her kid's eating disorder and we start an eating disorder conversation again.
Yeah, Rena's talking about how you know, Amelia's becoming an activist for it, which is really great, and that they went, they saw a doctor, and the doctor believed that you're actually born with anorexia, which, I mean, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, but seemed a little suspect to me.
Yeah, I'm sick of talking about eating disorders personally. So,
well, guess what? Kyle had Kyle. Time. Well, we do have to mention that Kyle then talks about how she had anorexia when she was younger, and that she would like she got to a point where all she would eat was warmed up V8 juice. And they're like, "Well, you should tell your daughters." And Kyle was saying how she was always scared to talk about it with her daughters because she didn't want to give them any body image issues. So I was like, pretty surprised that actually the producers did not show a full montage of 10 years of Kyle being like, no, I don't want this. Is my ass looking in this? What about my sleeves? I was like, Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm scrolling through notes over eating disorder stuff. This was a long scene, apparently.
It was a long scene, yeah.
And Erica's like, well, I never had that. All right? I've always had an ass. I was a stick with a big ass, all right? Now I'm the heaviest ever walking around tonight. I don't give a fuck about it, all right? And then she tells us, she says, well, it's comfortable to share this stuff because it doesn't feel like you're going to receive a jab out of nowhere. It's nice because Lisa Vanderpump's not here.
Yeah.
Like, it's also extremely boring.
I just like the way that Erica was like, it seemed like she was trying to be like cryptic. You know, she's like, well, you know, there's no one to judge you, no one to make you feel silly, no one to use this against you. I'm talking about Lisa Vanderbilt. Talk about Lisa, in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, you know, making fun of someone's eating disorder is the same thing as saying they didn't like the three-word note you sent them after their brother died. Totally the same thing!
It's like, you bitches need to get over it. Get over yourselves already with this. Yeah. My God. It's like, you want her off, but then you can't talk about anything else. When did Lisa Vanderpump ever do anything like that? Mock someone for their fucking eating disorder. Give me a break.
Well, you know, it's Bravo.
Give me a break!
It's Bravo. It could happen. So so now they finally go to the Avignon Bridge, which goes nowhere, which is really a great metaphor. Great, great metaphor. And then and Erica just starts to wax.
The title of this episode, yeah. Bridge to Nowhere.
So Erica starts waxing about the privilege of being in Europe and everything and how, you know, wonderful it is, etc. I'm like, can we go back to the baggage claim?
No kidding.
That was actually a pretty good scene in retrospect.
God, could you guys make some kind of an effort for this? And Doreen goes, it really makes you feel as you're walking around here like you're really in Europe. They're like,
you are in Europe, Doreen.
I'm pretty sure we're in Connecticut, actually.
So then we go over to home. They're all getting ready and talking to their families on the phone and stuff. And, let's see, Kyle and Teddy practice walking sexy down the stairs.
Yeah.
Rinna's like, you know what? Drunk Rinna's coming for a spin tonight. That's it!
Yeah, I think I realized that, you know, I love doing a compare and contrast with this show in New York, because New York works so well, and this show has sort of fallen into a rut. And, you know, on New York, I don't think that we would ever sit through an extended sequence of watching the women, like, debut their looks for the evening. You know, it's like, I'm wearing this. Oh, you look amazing. Here I am. Whoa, I love that. It's like a little mini fashion show. And I actually feel like this is not the cast fault. I think this is actually production. That production thinks that I think that production thinks that we tune in for Beverly Hills because of the glamour and the fashion. And like, no, we don't tune in for that. We don't. And the fact that like we actually sit through a lot of this stuff more than I think we even realize is like, it just shows one of the tonal deficiencies that this show has right now.
Well, Rinna's like, well, this group loves to look fabulous. Well, except for Denise. She's like, you're making me raise my game up. I don't want to. God, I love her and her terrible fashion sense.
So now they all, now that they've all, you know, jerked each other off over what they're wearing, they now decide to go off to dinner, and Lisa Rinna is, she's like, Drunk Rinna's here! Drunk Rinna's here! High kick! High kick, how are you? High kick, how are you?
You're already kicking your legs up or just got here? You remind me of me last night when I got I got drunk. I fell down, but I got up again. Ain't nothing gonna keep me down. I drink a soda drink. I drink a whiskey drink. I drink an Erica drink. I drink a tomato drink with vodka in it.
Wow, you just gave her way too much credit.
So they sit down.
She comes in and Erica goes,
we'd like to apologize in advance for our presence.
You know what? I appreciate her saying that. I appreciate that because I felt like that was deserved. So they sit down at, like, an enormous Game of Thrones fire. Like, remember that episode of Game of Thrones this season where they sat by a fire for 45 minutes and talked about things?
Yeah.
It's like, they're like, well, let's go to where that fire was and do a scene for the ladies.
Yeah. So they're all talking about how Jagger, their husbands, and how they kind of marry guys that look just like their dads or whatever. Rinna's like, we always go after our dads. And Erica's like, well, then I'd have to find the hottest Latin around because I'm Latin, all right? I'm Latinx, babe. I'm quarter.
Yeah. Which was surprising to me, by the way. I had no idea. And then also, Teddy orders a skinny margarita. Everyone's like, Teddy, you can't order a skinny margarita in France. You can't do that, Teddy.
This restaurant is prepared for Americans because they also order burgers.
I know. And Teddy's like, so I have a really good story. Cruz had some friends over, and he's like, no one sit there. That's for Jagger. Hi, I'm Teddy. It's like, great contribution.
Do you want a table to put your foot on?
I know. Is the table reserved for Jagger or for your foot?
So Kyle is, you know, here to stir some shit, or here to let Teddy start stirring some shit for her. So she's like, so last night you said you dressed like Erica Jane, Rinna. And Rinna's like, yeah, I commit to characters. And in character, it helped me face your sister. I couldn't face her as Lisa Rinna. I couldn't face Kim.
I'd like to thank the Academy for this role of a lifetime. I couldn't have done it without you. It was great. Harry Hamlin, you're great. Your support and me finding this character was invaluable. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. I will always remember this award. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Kyle's like, why don't you just take responsibility for your own words? What happened to own it? And
yeah, because Kyle's in a tizzy, like a delayed tizzy over this. And I feel like basically she tried to get a reaction the night before when she broached the subject and it didn't happen. So she's like, okay, I'm going to try again. And she's like, it was just really weird. It was weird what you did, you know? Like, I kind of feel like you were using Erica's character to call Kim Cut Fitness.
And she goes, well, why do you think we as actors, we like to act? But I will say I'm grateful because there was an elephant in that room. I said, elephant, how are you? Well, elephant.
How are you? Well, Kyle, as you are also an actor, maybe not a working actor, but someone who once appeared in the background of ER once or twice 20 years ago, and then in that weird maid show on ABC, and then, you know, your greatest role of all, being in your sister's shadow, you know, you understand.
And Teddy's like, well, the fact that you did it as Erica, we were like, huh? And Carol's like, yeah, it was inappropriate. And, you know, like, especially, like, our friend Erica Jane, who's one person, no matter what you say. You know, Erica Girardi, Erica Jane. I mean, she's one person, no matter what you say. I'm like, okay, that's bitchy. And you're lucky Erica didn't, like, rip out your throat for that one.
Yeah.
She's like, she would never talk like that. I've never seen her act like that. And Rinna's like, but it's my interpretation of it. Are all of Vitas the same? No! Is Patty the Bone Madonna? No!
I mean,
called acting, Kyle. Maybe they didn't teach you that on Little House on the Prairie. I don't know.
I mean, have you ever even heard of Victor Victoria? I mean, what do you do with that? I mean, watch that movie. Kyle's like, I thought it was just called Victoria.
And Teddy's like, well, if you were doing that interpretation of me, my feelings would have been hurt.
Oh,
she goes, but her
God.
Feelings weren't hurt. And I know her feelings weren't hurt. And Erica goes, who cares?
So Kyle's like, this isn't working. But were
they're
you
trying
not
so hard. I mean, God, yeah. They are really trying for this.
Like, but were you not also shocked that she talked like that? Because it was not a portrayal of who you are. Weren't you mad? Weren't you mad?
Who cares? It's a character. It was a performance. I don't know if you heard, but I'm a costume now. Oh
my God. I'm actually just a wire hanger with clothes on it right now. Just talking
Teddy's
to
like,
you.
Okay, well, we understand that, but we also need to make it clear that hiding behind a character was confusing. And Rinna's like, what's your problem, huh? What's your issue? If there's an issue, get it out right now, baby!
Yeah, by the way, but just to pause this for a moment, here's the thing. What Kyle and Teddy are saying is not necessarily wrong, you know? Rinna was clearly, like, using the character to call Kim the C-word. I also believe that basically it tumbled out of Rinna's mouth. I feel like Rinna was so caught off guard, it's like the joke got away from her, and then she's like, ooh, I went too hard, etc. But what Kyle and Teddy should have just done is be like, oh my God, Rinna, when you called her C-word, that was awkward. Like, you know, like, because that's all it was. It's just awkward. But
well,
they're
it's
making
none of their fucking business.
But they're making it into a whole
Teddy.
Thing.
At least Kyle has like a little tie to it.
Well,
but Teddy, it's none of your fucking business. It's another fight that you're trying to get into that you have no fucking say in. You're repeating yourself over and over again. Kyle's repeating herself over. They're like the worst friends ever.
Right. Or also Kyle could have said, like, listen, I know that you were in character or whatever, but you still called my sister the C word, and I really didn't appreciate that because she is my sister at the end of the day. And that kind of is like all she really needed to say, and what probably she should have said too.
Ugh, so stupid. So
but instead, they're going through this, like,
this
circuitous, like, path of, like, this is my emotions and trying to get Erica all mad.
And Rinna's pissed, and she's like, well, I don't know what she's doing right now. It's not her business. And yeah. She's like, let's just own our own issues, okay? And Teddy's like, well, I still like you. And she's like, well, I don't care if you like me or not, okay?
Well, that bums me out. Hi, I'm Butch.
Don't mess with me or my sister Pencil, okay? That's what I'm saying. Erase the hate. And Rinda's like, well, I hope you like me, but... And she goes, well, I mean, like, if you don't care that I like you, then why are we hanging out? You know, I care if you like me. She goes, I meant I don't care if you like me as a character is what I meant. That was Erica... That was residual Erica Jane coming out. Also, I'm blowing up this building. Oh, I'm sorry. That was residual Melrose Place coming out.
Oh, my God. You're now entering the Twilight Zone. Sorry, I just inhabited the character of the Twilight Zone guy. I can't help it. I'm an actor.
And so Dorit calls it. She's like, I don't know why Kyle and Teddy are trying to sit here and bait Erica into saying something, but obviously that's what they're doing. And, you know, Teddy, more often than not, is Kyle's henchwoman. And that's what's going on here. Kyle's been saying it, and so now Teddy's going to come for everybody for Kyle. And it's pathetic.
Yeah, I actually got really excited when Dorit said that, because I felt like I saw a potential of Dorit, like, rising up, like, Dorit being the ascendant one, and now, like, now that Vanderpump is out of the way, Dorit's path is now clear for her to come up to the top and to go after Kyle and Teddy, which I thought was actually really exhilarating.
Yeah. So Teddy's like, well, I mean, if you're dressing up as me, and she's like, I wasn't dressing up as Girardi, I was dressing up as Erica Jane. Kyle's like, that's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing. You're making a choice. I was like, oh my God, why are we still talking?
Yeah, Erica said she wasn't offended, so stop. Just say, okay, well, I'm glad Erica's not offended, but I thought it was super awkward, and... You know, you made me feel awkward. You know,
oh, it just, like, keeps going and going and going. And Erica's like, no matter how it came about, you came to a resolution. That's great. And Kyle's like, but it wasn't uncomfortable.
Like, but then Rinna's also sort of like hilariously bullshitting this too. Because she's like, I'm not going to blame Erica Jane. I'm going to honor Erica Jane, baby. Because Erica Jane allowed me to break the ice so I could have a conversation with your sister. Kill the elephant. Conversation. Honoring Erica Jane, how are you?
And Teddy's like, but Erica Jane. And she's like, stop, it's a performance art. Stop trying to bait me into this conversation. And now Erica's pissed. And Teddy's like, okay. And she's like, when things get uncomfortable, I want to talk about it. And Erica shuts it down. Now it's gotten uncomfortable. You made it uncomfortable. Shut up, Teddy.
Because on top of that, this is also really old. Like, it's a few weeks old.
And it's boring. It's so fucking petty. Don't you have somebody to be mad at for being late for a season? Jesus fucking Christ. Get rid of her. Clear her.
So Kyle's like, her thing is falling apart. So she's resorting to her favorite technique, which is to sort of do like sad, like little girl whine voice. Like, but everyone was really uncomfortable. You know, everyone's like, well, then why did anyone say anything? So Teddy's like, I just need some clarity on Erica Jane. And Erica goes, stop. It was performance persona. If you guys are trying to bait me in this conversation, just stop. Okay. But just explain it to me. I'm not being an idiot. I didn't say you were being an idiot. Stop calling me an idiot.
Yeah, so Erica's furious now. She's just sitting there with those half-closed eyes that are like in a halfway roll back into the back of her head.
Still hungover.
Yeah, she's like, they ruined my night. And Kyle's like, but I just want you to understand, Erica, we're not coming after you. She's like, I don't care, you know? I don't fucking care. And Teddy's like, but I wasn't coming after you. I was sympathizing and saying that I don't think you're the person who says fuck you and uses your middle finger. She's like, it's fine. Well, it doesn't seem like it's fine. Like, now you're upset because we brought it up and you didn't like it? Like, so you didn't think it
was
weird? Isn't it fine?
Was it weird? Was it weird? Doesn't, you know, you should be...
Jesus
and now
Christ.
Even so now Erica's turning on them too. She's like, oh my God, Teddy and Kyle are so relentless about, shouldn't you be offended? Ugh. Jesus. So now, in case you haven't been able to follow this, they were trying to get Erica upset at Rinna because Rinna did a bad impersonation of Erica, and Erica wasn't upset. And now Erica's getting annoyed at them because they're trying to do this. And now they're upset that Erica won't admit that she's annoyed at them. So now now there's like some shit with Erica. Like, they've manufactured.
And it's so stupid. It's like this.
I was actually enjoying it.
This past couple of years.
I was enjoying this fight. It was so silly.
It's so typical. Like, here we are, another year. Now, last year was a fight about what time, and then this year is now the rest of the season is going to be a fight about. I don't even know what it's. I couldn't even explain it to somebody.
So now Kyle's like, we weren't coming at you. And Teddy's like, I was sympathizing and saying, you're not the sort of person that says F you.
and therefore, you should be offended, be offended, be offended. I am Teddy.
Yeah.
So Erica's like,
yeah, no, it's fine. It's totally fine. Kyle's like, no, but you don't seem like it's fine. You know, like, okay, now you're upset at us because we brought it up. But that's not what we meant at all. Like, now you're upset at us.
So now she's going to try to play the victim of Erica. It's like that thing when someone says, are you mad at me? No. Are you mad at me? No. Are you mad? Okay, now I'm getting mad at you. Why are you mad? Oh, now I feel like you're mad at me now. It's like you made me mad at you just by asking that I'm mad at you, you know?
Yep. That brings us to the end. Soka, oh wait, is this the end?
Well, it just basically ends with Kyle saying, well, I don't believe Erica wasn't a little bit offended. I mean, I would be offended if someone were dressed as me and use that as an excuse to be rude to someone. So Kyle is now going to go on a thing about that Erica is not being upfront with her emotions, which is going to turn into a thing like, I just feel like I can't communicate with you because like I'm trying to be let in, and I just feel like you don't let me in, which is going to be a whole thing, and it's going to turn into a giant, stupid bullshit, which, yeah. That's, I personally enjoy a big old petty fight, so I was okay with it.
Yeah, now we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one, because I was like, oh, Jesus, I can't with this fucking show. How many more are there? Yeah. Make it stop!
Fix 45 it. More episodes. 45
the
more episodes.
Is flat. If you don't fix it, you're going to destroy your wheel. Hey?
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end, everybody. To grab some live show tickets or Crappens On Demand videos or any of that good stuff, just jump over to watchwhatcrappens.com, and we will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of New York City, and we'll also be live streaming that on Crappens On Demand, so go check that out over on Patreon. We'll
bye,
talk
everyone.
To you guys later.
My name is Bella, and this is Lucas. I had a great family and a place to call home. One day, Bella! I found myself very far away, and this is the adventure that brought me home.
Experience one dog's heroic journey.
I'm never going to stop looking for her.
In the feel-good movie for the whole family.
Can't be.
A Dog's Way Home, available now on DVD.